T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Here's what you say, here's what you don't say, and if you cross that line, you're in trouble with me.
Appreciate that question. I'm just here to just focus on the ball.
He was Belichick right there.
Dale Arnold.
Well, Minshew, they got him listed at 6'1". I guess he leg presses 500 pounds. I was shocked how thick he was.
Yeah, baby.
Rich Keefe.
Because we love you guys, we try to put money in your pockets.
College fund lock of the week.
You are out of your mind with the parlay.
Dale and Keefe, middays.
All us tight ends look alike.
Shotty, what that thing do?
On the WEEI Sports Radio Network.
Bill, another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Back here, was there ever a point where some off-field stuff is enough?
Okay.
Is enough?
So, yeah. That's, yeah, I'm good. Okay. Thank you. Well, here we have enough of that.
Wow, there you go. Hour number 3, Dale and Keefe. Andy Hart is here. Sports Radio WEEI. Bill Belichick held his press conference about 40 minutes ago or so. It lasted just over 3 minutes, and that includes 1 minute about the New York Jets, who he said is going to be quite a challenge.
Yep.
I don't really buy that part of it.
Nope.
But
navigating Antonio Brown, far more of a challenge.
And it was only Antonio Brown questions. There was no, what's it like coaching Tom? There was none of those today.
No.
It was all about
cheap shot.
It, well,
Antonio Brown, by the way, on the practice field, according to the reporters that were out there for their little stretching and warm-up session.
So he did say he was on the roster. He told Phil Perry he was on the roster. And by all accounts, he still very much is. And he's on the practice field. He has had perfect attendance at practice since he has been a member of the Patriots.
Yes.
He's been at all of them.
Hugged Steve Belichick, apparently. Had a little chat with Joe Judge. So he's out there.
Joe Judge said he was, he's been great to coach or whatever. Joe Judge had some quote, a pleasure to coach. Again, the football player, hard to find flaws in the football player.
No.
Quite easy to find flaws in the person.
Yeah. I mean, even dating back to last week, remember the very first thing we saw out of practice was the going up in the air, and Troy Brown's got that big joust thing, and he's making like a great catch.
Yeah.
Like the little snippets you get,
even
the action in Miami.
One of the catches in Miami, he like toe tapped on the sideline. Nobody does it better than him.
And then yesterday's practice, all the video was what? It was Brady and him going over some little movements. So you're like, oh, they're cleaning up that stuff in Miami where they weren't on the same page.
Routes.
Yeah, it's fine. If you could limit it to between whatever, noon and 2 o'clock on practice days and 1 and 4 o'clock on Sundays, what's not to like?
Yeah, he really is one of the greatest receivers in NFL history.
Unfortunately, there's a lot of other hours and a lot of other days that
there
get
is.
In the way.
And he can't help himself. And that's what we learned on Wednesday night. It came out last night, but we find out Wednesday night, Antonio Brown was on a group text, and it included the woman, the painter from the Klemko story that said Antonio Brown was naked with just a hand towel, and he came up behind her, and he's claiming that she's just trying to get money, although we haven't found any spot anywhere that says she wants money. In fact, she's not suing him.
Correct.
Like Brittany Taylor is. So I don't know where that's coming from. And he's shaming her in these texts, and he's putting pictures of her kids and talking about how poor she is. Again, it doesn't look like a suspendable offense, but it just looks like as dumb as it gets. Like, what are you doing? It's impossible to defend Antonio Brown in that regard.
Like, so what did I start the show with?
Andy Hart, yeah, this is great.
William the Conqueror Belichick has met his match. He has been able to conquer
everybody.
Player, every distraction,
everybody.
Every issue that came through, right?
Yes.
Not this one.
He has met his match.
Maybe not
Aaron
Brown. Hernandez, but that's a different issue.
Well, no, different issue, different guy. When they got rid of the first sign of that stuff, they got rid of him.
But I mean, in terms of distractions, scandals, issues, he has been able to
and you think
nip
he's
it
off
in
the
bud.
Team. You think he's off
I
the
really
team.
I really do. I'm
you
over 50% now. I really do. Like, the tone of Bill, the comments he made, the way he actually sort of played along with questions and didn't just dismiss them or divert the conversation elsewhere, I just this is just me. It's just my opinion.
No, but that's
I've
what we
watched
asked for here.
20
that's
years it. Of his press conferences.
Yes, you have.
I think Antonio Brown's done. I really do.
He's. I mean, how many more walk-offs can you have? And the other thing is, Antonio Brown, you can have zero confidence that it's going to stop. Because I think the most diehard Patriot fan would say, all right, some of these stories we're hearing about were in 2017, wasn't on the Patriots, or 2018, wasn't on the Patriots. Like, look at all these different things.
Right.
He screamed at Mike Mayock, don't care, why would you respect Mike Mayock? Like, John Gruden,
well, Bill does love Mike
he
Mayock.
Does. I'm saying the Patriot fan would right. say this. Or like, Derek Carr, why would you want to play for Derek Carr? Like, you convinced yourself that it was going to be different with the Patriots. He's already had to delete a few of his Instagram posts, and now this text thing. It's like, you got to let it go.
He's extending stories. He's making things
that's what
worse.
He's doing. Yeah.
You could argue that some of the distractions he couldn't do anything about. He couldn't prevent. Maybe they knew. Maybe they didn't know about the lawsuit. But now he's fueling more distractions. You said, will the Patriots put out a statement? I said, no, that only extends the story.
It would. It pushes it along.
That's what Antonio Brown is doing. He's pushing the distraction. He's extending the story.
But did you find it interesting that, I'm with you, it didn't deserve a statement, but Belichick also referenced it before the questions came.
Yeah, that was part of my whole analysis of how he handled this and what he did to think he's, again, when he says, I'm done with it, I don't think he's just talking to the media. I think he's done with it. Now, why he's on the practice field, I don't have an answer for that.
Because he's a great football player, and they're going to keep him.
Yeah, but if you're done with it, you're done with it.
Is this solely up to Bill Belichick as to whether he stays on the team or not? Because obviously there's one guy that could overrule him, but would he ever? Would he keep him?
No. I think there's zero chance that Robert Kraft would overrule to keep Antonio Brown.
No.
I think there's a chance he could overrule to get rid of him. So if Bill were saying, I'm torn, I think I'm going to keep him, Robert could say, nope, you know what, I've had enough, this is my brand, this is my
team. But does Robert want him right now? Because if you believe the report, and I'm not sure that I do.
I don't.
The report is that they never would have brought him in had they known about, you know, this potential lawsuit or whatever. I don't buy that, because if you really are so adamant about it, you would have cut him.
Right.
And also, all the reports about his contract, they haven't paid him a dime yet. Or they paid him the one game check. But they haven't paid him the $5 million, a little over half of his signing bonus. They'll do that on Monday. So, I mean, this thing could definitely just be a ticking time bomb. And
enough is enough. I think we're at the enough is enough point.
And it's also, you don't need... Now, some would argue you don't need him for the season. I do think the offense does take a big step back without him.
You can't possibly remove the best player at his position from any team and say that team's not worse off.
But also,
are they good enough? Yes, they are.
They probably are. But is he just off your team and not suspended, and then he goes to the Chiefs?
Maybe.
And then Jalen Ramsey gets traded to the Chiefs? And now all of a sudden you're the second best team in the conference?
At some point, doesn't Colin Kaepernick say, wait a minute, this guy keeps getting jobs?
Like, well, he's really good.
He shoots it. That's true.
He's an really elite good. Player.
You're not, Colin. You're a backup at best.
Right.
See, that's a tough question. You can't keep him because of that. Because I think you presume, if he's so bad you're cutting him that he's not worth the trouble, you presume he won't be worth the trouble in Kansas City. He's not going to just suddenly straighten up. He didn't straighten up for Tom Brady, who he came here to play with. We both said that when, in his own comments, he started out to come play for Bill Belichick. He stopped himself. He clearly wanted to play for Tom Brady, right?
I would say so, yeah.
Clearly wanted to stick it to everybody.
Yeah, I would
play for Bill Belichick.
Okay.
And no better way to stick it to everybody than with Tom Brady, stick it to Big Ben and the Steelers and all that, their rival.
The number one spot. I think he realized he couldn't do it in Oakland, and that's why he got his way.
Now, the question is, would Andy Reid embrace him?
But I also wonder, I don't know. And again, I think there is a shelf life for all of it. I think there's a chance that he can be good for a season with the Patriots.
Can he be?
He hasn't been good for a week anywhere
he's been for over a year. He can't put a week together without being an issue.
I wrote off the Oakland stuff as just that. They're so bad.
Well, maybe now he should stop writing it off, because he's in New England now. And what are you going to write it off for?
So here's the thing. How many little things would it need to happen for him to get cut? Because another big thing, or all of a sudden this big revelation from Brittany Taylor or something.
Or the NFL. Listen, we did our...
How come the NFL hasn't talked to him yet? Well, as far as
we don't
know
if they have. He's working with Brady, we know that.
Yeah.
But we're not sure if he's talked to the NFL yet.
I don't really get it.
And we also, I think, maybe I'm misreading this or putting too much into this, but the fact that they spent 10 hours Even if you want to take a two-hour lunch break and chop that down to eight, maybe a couple coffee breaks and drop it down to seven.
Listen, I only work 4 hours a day. I can't imagine doing anything for 10 hours.
That leads me to believe they didn't just dismiss her. Like, she was, there was some credibility there that it took some time to really hash out the whole issue.
But don't you believe if she had something super damning, we would have known about it? Or no?
Not necessarily. I think the NFL would try to not have leaks and to try to play this out as much as possible, get as much information as, because it is still a he said, she said.
It is.
Even if she was very impressive, very put together, had good evidence.
But if she had even more emails or more texts or video or recording.
As the NFL, what do you gain from having that without talking to, if you haven't spoken with Antonio Brown yet? This is all certainly.
Oh, but I'm saying if you did get that from Brittany Taylor, you would want to speed this up because now he's out there catching touchdowns on Sunday and you knew about this?
But you can't screw it up. You've screwed it up enough in the past, correct?
Well, I don't trust them to.
No, I don't
do the
either.
Right thing either.
But maybe they don't trust themselves, and they're making sure that they look under every stone, not just the first two stones.
Yeah, it could be. I mean, it's just, I think at this point, Andy Hart, you have more momentum, more fuel for the he won't last the season, may not last the week here.
Oh, yeah. I just, if this he lasts the week, that would then lead me to believe unless something new comes out, he keeps playing, right? I don't know if you play him on Sunday and then cut him Monday because of what happened this week.
Well, the Jaguars were going to play Ramsey and then trade him the next day.
Right, but the Jaguars weren't a 24-point favorite over the Titans.
Part, I mean, that part should be important, too. You're playing one of the worst teams in the league at home, down to the third-string quarterback. Like you could argue you don't need him for the season, and there's no argument. You clearly don't need him for Sunday.
With or without Antonio Brown, you're going to be a better team by the time you get to the important games. You have a stretch of games here to either build Antonio Brown up if he stays with the team and be great and go for undefeated, or build up Josh Gordon, Julian Edelman, James White as the core of your offense, the defense. Right? Either way, you're building towards the tough stretch of the season.
Now, did we also get a report that after the press conference, Bill Belichick was seen in the hallway and he was a bit animated?
That is correct. Per our friend Doug Kide, someone on Twitter asked him, did Belichick yell in the hallway in frustration, to which Doug replied with, yes.
What a weird question. How did that person know that? Why would that person ask that?
Exactly. Why would a random... Because there was nothing...
Random!
That, random! Why would Doug Kayed... He didn't even tweet anything about that before. Like, nothing
That's
to
so
insinuate
odd.
that even happened. So a random person replied to one of his tweets and said, did he yell
in
the hallway?
Burner account.
Yep.
Kayed's got two accounts.
Or somebody else tweeted. So there's probably a lot of media down there, a lot of different faces, different people. They all have social media. Maybe that person saw reference to it elsewhere and wanted to check with Doug Kye.
And it's easy,
a regular.
It's easy to get mad at the media. A lot of times, myself included, you'll ask stupid questions or you'll do whatever, or you'll just hammer a certain point and you won't get over it. But Andy Hart is maintaining that Bill Belichick, not mad at the media, mad at Antonio Brown.
And the situation.
The entire situation.
Totality of the situation that he's dealing with.
I still maintain that they knew bringing Antonio Brown in, it wasn't just helmet, feet, calling out Mike Mayock. They knew there was more. We all knew about the balcony furniture thing.
Correct.
There was one, I think, domestic thing that was reported, I believe.
Yes, that was out there. Plus the one of the chef with the Pro Bowl that he stiffed was out there.
So some of the stuff was out there, and my guess is the Patriots, they're the ones that have to pay millions of dollars, not us, and we knew about it. So I'm sure they weren't completely blindsided by it. But the point is, okay, you can convince yourself, whether you believe this or not, but you can convince yourself that that was a different time, that was before he was with us. Might be dumb, but like you can at least talk yourself into, well, 1 year. All he needs is 1 year. He'll fall in line because it's Tom Brady and Bill Belichick, and he's going to be fine. But to what end? Now, how much of a leash are you going to give him?
And did you not use the no more, one strike comment? Or discussion. Like, did you not sit down with him last week?
Right.
Listen, this is it. We're not cutting you. We're sticking with you for now. But you used all your chances. Because if you didn't use that, are you using that now? Is that what the conversation Bill had with Antonio Brown this morning? Listen, no more of this crap. I'm done. I'm going to tell the media later. I'm done. Right. Anybody does anything, I'm done. I'm walking out. And that includes you. Did you already use that? You know, like as a parent, like, listen, you do that one more time.
There's a lot.
We're not going for ice cream.
There's a lot of analogies of him being like a kid. I mean, that's for sure.
Playing for Bill Belichick.
Yeah, well, one of those guys. You're playing for Bill.
Does Tom have to do it? Does Tom have to say, listen, AB, I like you. I'm glad you were in my house the other day. I'm glad I threw to you in the end zone. But this is it, Bill. We're done with you as a team. I know you respect me more than Bill, apparently. We're done with it.
In your mind, who wants, out of the big three of Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, out of those three, who wants Antonio Brown the most who wants him the least?
Tied for second, Belichick and Kraft.
Brady wants him the most.
I think Brady wants him the most. I think he wants to get back to throwing it, chucking it, 50 touchdown passes, 5,000 yards.
I agree.
I think he wants to, if he goes out, I think he wants to go out on a high statistical note, not a game manager note. I've talked about the bell curve of his career, that he started out game manager defense. That's how he won. I don't think he wants to go out like that, whether it's out of New England or out of the NFL altogether. I think he wants to go out with an 07-like season where people go, wow, 42, TB12. He just opened a new one in Boston. Look at what he did. Right. He put up record-setting numbers at an age when most people have been retired for 7 years. I think he wants this so bad.
I agree with you. Do you still want Antonio Brown on the team? And then, more importantly, why or why not? Let's go to the phones right now. We have Steve in Winchester. What's going on, Steve?
Hi, guys. How are you? I love the show.
Thank you.
I just think that Bill Belichick has him, and until the league suspends him, he'll keep him because he can't go anywhere else. If he goes to Kansas City, we're in big trouble. And if he goes to Baltimore, we're in big trouble. So I think that he'll just play him as long as he can until the league suspends him. And then nobody has him.
That's an interesting take.
It absolutely is.
I did say, like, what's the point of playing him Sunday and then either cutting him Monday or what? But if you're waiting out the league and you have some indication they're going to suspend him, maybe it does benefit you. But he'd be suspended either way, right? Even if he's a free agent he'd be suspended.
If he is suspended and not on the commissioner's exempt list is indefinitely, a suspension would still probably only be 6 games, right? I don't think it'd be a full season.
I can't see how it could be.
What, a full season?
Yeah. Or I can't even see how it could suspension.
I don't see a suspension happening either. Again, Tyreek Hill didn't miss a quarter.
I don't see this being a league issue. Until he got hurt. I think this is a Patriots issue. This is a Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft decision.
Do you think they were hoping that the league would step in and make a decision? Or do you think they're probably just happy that he's on the field, I would think.
It's a fluid situation. It keeps popping up.
It's fluid. It's absolutely fluid. Let's go to Leslie on the Vineyard. What's up, Leslie?
Dale, Keith, and Andy.
What's up?
What's happening?
Well, I'm way back because I've been on the phone for a while, so I'm back at Belichick on the podium. I thought he was great on the podium. I think he did his Belichick thing.
Yep.
He talks football, boys. He's very nicely asked for no Antonio questions. He's still innocent until proven guilty, and I'm going to stick with that. Doesn't matter who it is anymore. You were using about it. Doesn't matter. He's going to help their game. He's going to work with them, whoever it is. And then I want to mainly say, Belichick has a gift to let outside noise go. He always has. And as far as the podium goes, how many people would stay and answer questions about anything or anyone when they've asked to not answer questions about it? You're kidding if you think the media is not who he's pissed off at.
We disagree on that, Leslie, because I think he knows the media has a job to do. The media's going to ask him about it. I don't necessarily fault him for walking off. He didn't have much more to say. He at least went up there. Another caller said, well, does he have to go up there? Yeah, yes. I think he does. I know that he does. Yeah, I do think Andy could be onto something here where this is one of the few cases where it's not the media just dwelling on the same topic week after week after week or day after day after day. It is new stuff because of the player that he has, which keeps doing new dumb stuff.
And he's not innocent of what we are talking about. We do not know whether he committed rape or sexual assault, correct? That's an allegation.
We don't know.
We know for a fact that Robert Klemko has done a pretty good job hashing out that these texts were sent from Antonio Brown to his attorney and to other people in his circle, as well as the accuser, correct? He is guilty as charged as being a distraction and doing dumb stuff. Guilty, right?
Yes.
100% guilty of that. Doing dumb stuff.
No doubt.
Sending texts that don't need to be sent that are becoming a distraction for the New England Patriots, correct?
I would say so.
Bill, do you expect to have Antonio available to you on Sunday?
He's on our roster.
There you go. It's on the roster. And he is at practice today as well.
Yes.
That is the other
in number
there.
17 in white.
Shyam, cue this up because the assistant coaches spoke today.
Yes.
They were all there, and you can imagine what they were asked about, including Dante Scarnecchia,
greatest coach of all time.
The greatest coach of all time. And he's going to make his money this year with the guys that they have now that he has to. Like, that's another thing that's been sort of pushed to the bottom because of Antonio Brown. They might have three backups starting on Sunday. Actually, a real good chance they have three backups unless Cannon returns. So Dante Scarnecchia was asked about Antonio Brown.
Can we get your thoughts about Antonio Brown, the latest with some of these text messages?
I don't care.
Anything about how he's performed on and his behavior on and off the field?
Who?
Antonio Brown.
I don't care. Let's move on. I coach the offensive line. That's all I do.
Another phrase that I could take out of context if I wanted. Let's move on.
Let's move on. Also, I
from
don't care.
What? Antonio Brown. You could say he wants to move on from the topic, or you could say, Bill, let's move on from Antonio Brown.
Dante then added, business is booming.
Did he? I don't think he said that. I've never heard Scar say that.
He may not have said that. But so there you go. He doesn't care.
So don't tell me this isn't a distraction, that it's not a pain in the ass for these people. I asked Jason McCourty about it earlier today. At least one of the hosts on the show asked about
it. You've got to be out of your mind. I mean, I asked him about Antonio Brown. I'm sorry the first question was about Antonio Brown. Again, it's a classic interviewer technique. Some of the greats, you ease the guest in. You say, oh, look at this. It's not going to be all Antonio Brown questions. We're going to ask him about this great defense. Sort of you butter him up a little bit, and then you get a better answer rather than you just immediately.
So,
and again, the difference, Andy, the difference between the media session yesterday with Antonio Brown and the interview with Jason McCourty today is Brown was going to have three questions tops in the locker room. We had a nice 8-minute conversation with Jason McCourty.
So we had to butter him up.
That's right.
Butter him up.
And I would do it again tomorrow.
So,
but I'm not on tomorrow.
I wrote a column this week for WEEI.com.
Nice.
Where the topic was simple. Don't tell me he's not a distraction. You can say he's worth the trouble, but he's a distraction.
That's where I'm at. Worth the trouble. He's definitely
still
a pain in the ass. Yes.
Has that altered? Have you sort of...
Are you shaken
in your confidence?
Yeah, it's not as strong as it was before because it's just more stuff. And that is just idiotic. Go look at the Klemko screen grabs of the texts and the tweets, and it's outrageous.
Do you take
pictures of a woman's kids and post them and make fun of them for being poor? That is offensive. That is awful.
Yes, but you want him.
Yeah, on Sunday, I want him.
Because you want everybody. We've talked about that on separate shows.
Yeah, that might have been a bit much.
What is your reasoning that this won't grow and won't continue? Like some people think
this
could be the straw that broke the camel's back. But if it isn't, why would you assume that that straw, the one that breaks the camel's back, isn't coming next week or next month or at a worse, less convenient time?
He played 9 years in Pittsburgh.
Right.
And it didn't really get bad until the very end.
I have a recency bias, so I'd like to look at the end in Pittsburgh, the entirety in Oakland, and the entirety in New England,
it
seems awful.
You're going to ignore 8.5
recency.
Years of good
stuff.
Yeah, okay.
I tend to do that in sports. Right. I think if you live in the past, then you're doomed to repeat it.
I think guys can come to New England, though. And
so Jerry Rice we should bring in to replace Brown, because he was really good in the NFL. Probably not great of late, but at one point
he was
a great receiver.
His last year wasn't as good as Antonio's last year.
Thank you.
Yeah, I'm not going there.
So Antonio Brown's been nothing but a problem for three franchises for the better part of a year, correct? Why is that going to change?
Well,
we'll get to that after the break.
Because he wants to be here, right?
Maybe? Does he?
Question
does
mark?
He want to be here to play for Tom Brady?
Of course he does.
I play for Bill Belichick and Tom Brady.
Yeah, there you go. Of course he wants to be here. All right, we'll be joined by Michael Irvin next, but then we'll get back to everything Antonio Brown.
Calls.
We'll ask Irvin about Antonio Brown and Bill Belichick's press conference from today. It's Dale and Keefe with Andy Hart.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now back to Dale and Keith on WEEI.
If you smell what the Rock is cooking.
Time now to bring in Hall of Famer Michael Irvin of the NFL Network, and he's brought to you by Anderson Windows and Shepley Wood Products, the VA New England Healthcare System, and by New England Honda Dealers, driven by the award-winning 2019 Honda CR-V. Joining us on the Harbor One Hotline, Michael, how are you?
Man, I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. Getting ready to leave Jacksonville and head back to Dallas before hitting LA, getting ready for the weekend of football.
Yeah, you were there last night for Titans and Jaguars. Where Tom Brady was took to Twitter to discuss the officiating. What did you make of the officials, especially there in the first half?
Yeah, and I saw that came across the screen and everything talking about, you know, Tom Brady. But, guys, we got to admit now, this officiating and it's just officiating a football game now has become a real, real tough business with all of the calls and, the challenges. It's incredible. It's incredible. Now, we've had some bad calls. I didn't think last night was horrific. I didn't think they did a poor job because, you know, we're coming off of the Saints-Rams game where you did that to the Rams, to the Saints again. So I know it's a tough job. I didn't think last night was horrific like in some of the calls that they missed. We had a lot of holding calls and everything like that. But it's a tough job, guys. That's a tough job.
Michael, we've seen the NFL overcharge Tom Brady for minor infractions in the past. Any chance that he could be fined or disciplined for criticizing the officials from afar?
No. Come on now. You know.
paranoid here.
Hey, no. You're not paranoid. What you are is you're sitting there saying, "Come on, mess with us, NFL. Give us another reason to be mad and do what we did the last time you did some mess like you did when we went undefeated and all of that." You're looking for anything right now to keep them motivated because you're thinking the teams like the Jets can't keep them motivated as they need to be, but you don't ever have to worry because it's Bill Belichick.
Well, every day, Michael, for the last couple of weeks, as you can imagine, we've been discussing Antonio Brown here. The latest is a group of text messages that he sent out to a woman who was accusing him of sexual misconduct. If you were advising Antonio Brown, what would you tell him right now?
And honestly, Antonio Brown, when he spoke the other day, I said to everybody that we watched, because we were watching it at work, I said, I said, "Did you hear him? I got four gratefuls in there. Thank you. That was a great question in there." I said, "He sounded like he had Bill Belichick's hand up his back and he was just moving his mouth, telling him what to say." He did. It really did in that interview. It just seemed like, wow, that's amazing. You know, I would certainly tell him just man. And I think they're telling him there in New England, just, hey, let's just be cool and just stay low. Just stay low. Don't give it anything else. You know, just stay low. And these things, these tweets coming out or texts coming out, you know, it's just not good. I would just tell them just what I believe they're telling them, man. Let's try to stay low and let the process work itself out.
What do you think this could be the straw that breaks the camel's back, or is there a point where Bill Belichick, Robert Kraft, and the Patriots just say, this isn't worth the trouble?
I don't know. You know, those guys have been pretty good and not dealing with it. Outside of this that just came out with the text, we were just talking about how great Bill Belichick is and how he's gotten it, how he silenced it. You know, Antonio Brown's not available every day and we're not getting a daily update on Antonio Brown. And then this stuff comes out. You know, those guys have been real good with helping people and I don't know to what limit or what level or what distance they will go, but I know that I like that they help people. I like that they give people other chances and try to work it through the game of football.
We're talking to Michael Irvin of the NFL Network. Last time we talked to you, Antonio Brown hadn't played a game yet. Obviously, he made his Patriots debut last week, played, I think it was 33% of the snaps. What did you make of his debut?
As much as we hear about how difficult that offense is to learn, you know, I was telling people, I said, this is what they do. You know, they knew that was his home, so they gave him a package. They know he's from Miami. They got him on the football field. They gave him a package. You know, that's what I thought it was brilliant. And there's no doubt you can't stop and think, wow, if they did that with a few days' work, can you imagine what it will be as they continue to get work in together? You can't help but imagine that. But I thought it was, I really did. I thought it was brilliant by them, brilliant coaching of Belichick, Josh McDaniels, and Tom Brady to get him a package and try to get him in the game and get him some plays and even got him in the end zone.
Michael, there's been a line of thought in New England that maybe Antonio Brown, giving his unique skills and all the different things he can do and where he can line up, might be the most perfect fit as a wide receiver for Tom Brady and his skills. Do you agree with that idea?
Well, you know, I heard a lot of us talked about Antonio Brown's love to freelance, love for freelance and a route. And then everybody said, well, I don't think that'll work. You know, New England is so structured. And it made me think back, like, wait a minute. You know, I remember Randy Moss doing his hand up, going down the field at Minnesota, and everybody said, oh, you won't get away with that. In New England, you can't be just throwing your hand up and running down the field. And he did exactly that. They incorporated it right into the offense. No problem, Randy. You'll get this route. If you think you can run by somebody, throw your hand up. And Tom was hitting him. He hit him to the tune of 23 touchdowns in 1 year. I was like, man, was everybody wrong or what? That's what they do. They know how to take what you do best and incorporate it in offense. I think Tom Brady and AB, Antonio Brown, it'll be a great combination. A great combination.
And with all the attention on Antonio Brown and the offense, I think kind of getting lost in the shuffle, Michael, is that the Patriots might have the best defense in the NFL.
Now, that one we got to hold up on, guys.
All right. Okay, I'm getting excited. I know they play the Dolphins, I understand, but I love the personnel.
Right.
I know. Exactly. I know.
Let us get somebody in here. It's been Pittsburgh, and it's been the Dolphins. Let us get somebody in here.
All right.
With some kind of offense. Now, you can only play what's in front of you. And our job is not just to go by the scoreboard. I had to get on the guys the other night talking about, man, our job is to see what we see and extrapolate from what we see and talk to the people about it. Now, you have extrapolated from what you see.
That's right.
Defense looks great. And it does. It does look great. But we must put a corner and say, all right, it's great against those guys. Let's see when they go up against the Kansas Cities, the other teams that really have a real offense, how great that defense is. But for right now, yes, it does. It does look like it has a great defense.
So does that mean you're hesitant to begin the 19-0 talk as well?
No.
All right.
The 07 comparisons are there. The 07 comparisons are there. And when you look at it, you start saying, okay, wait a minute. You know, Edelman, Walker, you got Randy Moss. You start looking Randy Moss. You start saying, this group, Josh Gordon, this group here is as good, if not better, than that 07 group. So that 07 group went undefeated. You have to start making those comparisons right now. I'm okay with that. And it's New England, and you see the schedule. I definitely see 8-7, 6-7, 8-0 right now. And then after that, it's just a matter of can you make sure you're coming hard and being motivated each week to match the intensity of the people you're playing, because they're coming in and say, man, they're undefeated. Let's knock them off. Now you become even more of a hunted.
Michael, with the Giants making a switch at quarterback, going with Daniel Jones over Eli Manning, one of the big discussions or topics this week has been, is Eli Manning a Hall of Famer? So for somebody who's already in there, I'm curious, what do you think?
When you look at it and everybody's been talking about the score, you know, his record, 500 quarterback overall, but in Hall of Fame, they really lean towards quarterbacks. And there's absolutely no doubt Eli will be in that Niski luncheon with me soon, and we'll be having that a luncheon together talking. Manning last name. He won 2 Super Bowls. I mean, you know, beat you guys twice in the Super Bowl.
I know.
It's our job. Bring it to the people. We got to bring it to the people. And he made such crucial plays in those Super Bowls and got MVPs. He got the MVPs. There's no way they'll keep him out of the Hall of Fame.
A lot of Patriots fans have made the leap to say if Eli Manning gets in the Hall of Fame based primarily on his postseasons and Super Bowl wins, that Julian Edelman. Do you agree? Julian Edelman a Hall of Famer? You beat me to it.
Y'all for something else, man. But I adhere to that. I just subscribe to that. You know, when you talk, we can talk about, you know, consistency and longevity, but you got to also talk about impact and effectiveness while you were on the football field. And boy, Julian Edelman has had his impact, and he's certainly been effective.
Well, he's Michael Irvin of the NFL Network, of course, Pro Football Hall of Famer, joins us every Friday during the football season. Michael, thanks for the time, and we'll talk to you next week.
Man, and listen, I understand you guys are looking at the schedule and saying, okay, what can we come up with? We got to keep them going and keep them motivated. You know, but trust me, you'll be okay. You'll be okay. Belichick knows how to do just that. Don't worry about it. You don't have to find things. Antonio Brown, they don't have to. You'll be okay. You'll be okay.
Thanks, Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
All right, guys.
Back on a Patriots Friday with Dale and Keith on WEEI.
Another headline today focusing on Antonio Brown. Does any of this at all affect his status with the team?
Yeah, I think I've already addressed this, so we're going to get ready for the Jets here. Happy to answer any football questions, but the rest of it, I'm done with the rest of it.
Well, there you go. Bill Belichick's press conference, which lasted just over 3 minutes today, talking about Antonio Brown. He was done with it. And Andy Hart, who is here today, no Dale, you think he's done potentially with Antonio Brown?
I do. He swayed me. Although listening to that, I came to another possible conclusion.
Oh my God, you're coming up with all kinds of theories, aren't you?
Since we are now joining together a walk-off from last week, a walk-off from this week.
Short walk-off press conferences. That's been the new theme.
Maybe Bill just lost his fastball.
Wait a minute.
Lost his ability to stonewall. It happens to the greats. They all lose it at some point, right?
I know Kellerman keeps waiting for Tom Brady.
Maybe you're thinking Belichick has fallen off the cliff. Because his greatest strength has been his manipulative powers.
Yeah, he's been very good at that.
He's lost those. What does he have?
But is that because this is, well, he's still a good coach, I would think. I think he's still maybe the best.
Oh, yeah, that
best
too.
Coach in the league. Every Sunday, he's still the best coach.
As you know, the defense is really good.
The defense is great, and I want to ask Jason McCourty if we can get him back on. I want to ask him again.
You can
about
ask
it.
Devin next week.
Yeah, I will.
Lead off with that.
I think I might.
Because there's a good chance they're going to be good this weekend and against Luke Falk.
Right, and then my second question will be about Antonio Brown.
I doubt it. You'll have to let somebody else ask
be,
the tough ones.
There'll be something about
Dale
Antonio
and I
Brown
will handle the tough ones. You can have the softballs.
So, Antonio Brown, does he play on Sunday? Yeah, I mean, listen, it's sports radio. You gotta sort of project.
No.
Wow.
You think he plays?
I think he does play.
You
he's practicing
think or you
today.
Want?
Both. I think he does play. I think they're getting annoyed. Maybe they already were annoyed.
Oh, they had
but
to.
But now it's getting worse. But I think they say, all right, he hasn't been suspended by the league yet. We don't really know what's going on with this investigation by the league. This recent stuff, although a terrible look for him, and it just shows how dumb he really is, it's not enough to take him off the field.
But you can still punish him.
You can.
We get back to the parenting thing. If your kid does something
punishment?
And you're letting the police investigate it, just because they haven't charged him with a crime or given him
but
a ticket, I can punish him as a parent.
The only punishment you can give to Antonio Brown would be to cut him.
Peace.
And you can make a case that it would also be punishing yourself. If you sit
have,
for
have
a game.
Have you not followed the Celtics over the last year? There's a phrase, the Celtics. What's the phrase? Kyrie. Post-Kyrie.
Ubuntu.
Well, no, that wasn't
was
the one
the
I was
phrase. That was a phrase.
Yes. The new phrase is addition by subtraction.
Well, no, it's addition by addition. That's why you got Antonio Brown to begin with.
Then it's addition by subtraction.
Nope.
I might say it in my Casey Kasem voice. I'm Casey Kasem.
That doesn't make any sense.
You don't buy that?
No, I don't.
You don't think,
you think
that
they're better
football
without him, though? You think they're better without Antonio Brown?
I think you can start to make that argument. He's the ultimate distraction.
Let's hear it.
There's plenty of players who don't like him in that locker room.
They were super distracted against the Dolphins.
Him. The Dolphins could have they could have beat the Dolphins with you playing receiver.
I know.
The Dolphins scored for them.
I got a couple grabs left in me, I think. Just a couple.
Sneaky, by the way. The offense wasn't great.
No, Brady got hit a bunch.
Defense was a lot better than the offense.
It was. Kind of a theme. I'm going to ask Jason McCourty.
Well, but the Dolphins also stink.
The Dolphins stink.
I'm
I
talking long-term
that.
Accountability,
but do you think
culture, work ethic,
so
everything the Patriot way is all about.
You're steamrolling me. You're talking over me. So because Jason McCourty is asked about Antonio Brown, or because Bill Belichick is asked about him, Tom Brady, when he holds his press conference, which we're now hearing might be at his locker, when he's asked about Antonio Brown, that takes away from their ability to play on Sundays?
You don't think that
I don't
there
think
is
so.
A... I didn't ask the question
I don't
yet.
Think so.
Didn't
don't
ask
answer
the question.
A question with a question. That's an insane way of having a conversation.
No, I think it's Sports Radio 101.
That's actually all we do here.
That's how you fill out 4 hours, baby.
Yeah, good point.
I firmly believe that football is a sport where, like, locker room and chemistry matters. Like, that's a major factor in a football team. And, you know, the everybody rowing in the same direction
or
pulling, whatever.
That's fine. Just like a radio station.
I think we have that.
Yes.
Sure?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, good.
We do.
And I think there's value in that. And let's not pretend that they're in desperation mode. They have pretty good weapons, right?
Do you buy into the 19-0 being in goal? Like, they're not.
No,
nobody's
I don't.
Ever going to talk about it, but you don't think it is?
Okay. I don't.
All right.
I heard a lot of people say that they got Antonio Brown because they're all in on 19-0.
Stupid. I don't buy that.
You got Antonio Brown to get better because you always want to be better.
But you got to be nuts to think that it's not a factor at all.
It's not a factor.
They've never done it. I think they would
but
like to do it.
It doesn't matter. If they win the Super Bowl
best team ever,
and
that's
become
nice.
The seventh Super Bowl, right?
That would be seventh
first time ever.
That's
no one's done that. You're already in a special stratosphere of NFL franchises. You're the best. No
but
one
it's
can
not
take
like
that
you
away.
Have to choose between the two, because if you go 19-0, you also get the seventh
what
Super Bowl.
What do you get extra for 19-0, except like you can print a T-shirt and
banner?
Some bragging rights?
Maybe
or
a new banner?
Right. Do we really want that? Or do you want the banner where you have to do the construction and put another Super Bowl banner that says LIV?
I think you want 19-0 because nobody's ever done it. And then I think everybody acknowledges that they're the best team, best coach, quarterback, all that stuff. But then whatever idiots that are out there that suggest that they aren't, 19-0.
So if they go 18-1, people aren't going to say they're the best ever?
They are. Well, no. I mean, there's going to be
If the one is a... if they win.
They win at the end. Absolutely not.
If you win the last game, you're special.
Ultimately, I'm with
you. Super, actually.
I don't think they brought Antonio Brown in for 19-0, but I think it's certainly on the table. We just talked
to
Mike Irvin about it.
It's a cherry on top of the sundae.
All right.
But the meat of the sundae is still the ice cream.
Andy Hart really came out swinging today. He thinks that Bill Belichick has met his match in Antonio Brown. He also doesn't think he's playing on Sunday. So the question for you out as a Patriots fan, do you still want the Patriots to stand by Antonio Brown? Andy Hart is done with him. I say, let's keep him.
Oh, you're such a wuss.
Let's keep. Why am I a wuss? That's my opinion. I'm not saying. No.
Say it definitively.
A wuss.
Say it definitively.
Oh, whatever the Patriots choose.
Say, I'm all in on Antonio Brown. I want him to be a Patriot throughout the remainder of the season, regardless of what happens.
I want him to retire a Patriot and go into the Hall of Fame as a Patriot.
Don't say, I'm still in.
He's going to be a red jacket.
That's why people make fun of you with their imitation.
People don't make fun of me. Nobody's ever made fun of me.
They do. Rich teeth.
Who's ever said that?
They say that on Twitter.
I've never seen it. I've never seen it. I think that's a form of bullying, and I won't.
I can show you the tweet from last night when I was on TV with you.
I was back on TV though, baby.
You had been off.
I was off the week before. On
dry stretch.
Yeah, I thought maybe I said something. Maybe got out of line.
Wait, do you have an ID for there?
Yeah, I do.
That is so not cool.
I can get in there anytime I want.
I can't. I get stuck between the two doors with their high security issues.
Yeah, they obviously don't value you very much.
I was there for like 10 minutes last night before I just knocked and somebody had to
let me get to your phone calls. We also have more free money. Shime Time is having he's on a heater right now in the NFL.
We're going to have a parlay party.
It probably is. Hopefully he's away from the parlay, but we'll find out next hour. Your phone call is 617-779-7937.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.